Like many Trekkies before me, when I was but a wee lad, I dreamt of flying the Starship Enterprise. When I became a man, I was granted that opportunity, which unfortunately didn't go so well.
Only one thing left to do, Sasha. Would you like to take over the con and fly this thing?
I would love to.
Sasha, what did you do?
All I did was push the green button.
Hold hands a bit.
But now Air Hogs has granted all of us the chance to fly the Starship Enterprise. That's right, Air Hogs presents the 50th anniversary licensed NCC-1701A drone. And today we are getting into that box. So let's take a look at what we got here. There's the box. Ooh. What does it say on the box? Absolutely nothing about the specifications of the drone, because they know who they're selling this to. They're not selling this necessarily to just drone aficionados, quadcopter fans, but no, they're selling that to those of us who happen to have this outfit in their closet. This is the first box for a quadcopter that I don't see any specs. There is no mention here about a six-axis gyro. There is no mention here about anything but 50th anniversary edition push button warp speed display stand included. Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. There are few people in the world who aren't familiar with these sentences. With those sentences. When Star Trek first burst upon the scene in the autumn of 1966... the concept behind those words was as new and exotic as the prospect of a man walking on the moon. Despite the public's fascination with the visual appeal of Star Trek, the lasting popularity of the original Star Trek series is largely due to the family of characters who make up the crew of the USS Enterprise NCC-1701. Blah, 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 blah. Nothing about the specifications of the quad. So let's get into the box. Let's see what we've got here. Literally, okay, contents. Contains one Starship Enterprise. It contains one USB charging cable with the wall adapter not included. That's fine. We can plug it into anything. It's got one controller, one display stand, and one instruction guide. Are you ready for it? I know what you came here for, to get into the box. Tape! No! My one weakness. Luckily, I have a pair of scissors. Come on, there we go. Oh, we've been waiting a long time for this, haven't we? I'm not talking about Air Hogs releasing it, shipping it to us. No, I'm talking the 50 years that it took for technology to progress in such a way that we could be actually flying a quadcopter that is the Starship Enterprise. There you have it, folks. What a beaut! Simple, not overly overpackaged. The only foam that I see is the nacelle. All right, so we've got some tape on the back here that we've got to break through. There we go. What about over here? Come on. Enough of the back of the box. Let's see the drone. We've got all these little things holding it all together. The temptation is to start tearing at it, but it looks frail. Okay, let's see what we can get out here. Let's start with the little sachet here, which looks like it's going to be easier to get at. There we go. Okay, so this looks like the display stand and the USB cable. There we go. All right. DIY. All right, I haven't got to the manual yet, but of course, who's going to wait? Maybe me. Maybe I should wait. I'm gonna wait. Looks pretty simple. It's a jigsaw puzzle. A three-piece jigsaw puzzle. I failed kindergarten, folks. Okay, there's the USB charge cable. It is standard. You'll be able to use your Android charging cables, whatever you use. No problem. Okay. I want to get out that controller here. How's that? That's got a couple of pieces of this string stuff around it. go. In the future, there is no crime. They don't need to affix things quite as solidly. And there you have it, folks. It's a nice little controller. How does it feel? First time in the hands. Well, it looks like a plastic controller, a toy controller. It feels solid enough. The controls themselves have a little bit of a... Like, they don't feel like they're gripping my finger very well. I do have to have my index fingers on these triggers here, so I don't feel like I can hold it like this, because I'm going to... Unless I... That seems awkward. But there's no traction to these at all. You can see that they're smooth edge, so as I'm kind of feeling this for the first time, it has a little bit of a, like, wants to slip off my finger kind of feel. That's okay, though. We're not really buying this to fly, are we? We are, but we're not at the same time. There's a reason that they include the display stand. We are going to fly this around a couple times and then put it on display and then only bring it out at parties and social events when we want to impress our friends who are also as geeky as us. Okay, so there's the controller. Now, right into the quad. Let's see. That is... Looks like it's in there by tape. So let's see if I can just get away with just pulling out that. Oh, it's got a little plastic kind of mount there to hold it in place. There we are. Okay. Now, I want to be careful with this. It feels, or looks like, it's fairly fragile. And rightly so. Okay, is this taped on here or anything? So I wouldn't start pulling on this without knowing first if it's attached or anything like that. How is that attached on there? Don't see any more tape. Oh, there's some around the motors here. There's right in here, there's some kind of string stuff here, elastic. Okay, there's one, and I presume there's one on the other side here, yeah. There we go. There, okay, now it comes off nice. And then there's our instruction manual, but let's just set that aside for a moment, because now that I've got this in my hand, I want to take a quick look at it. Okay, so there it is, folks. The NCC-1701A quadcopter from AirHogs. It looks pretty cool. I can't wait to put it up into the air because I have a feeling night flight is going to be super awesome with this. Feeling it, it feels like... Now you can see, you know, one of the questions is, how are they going to balance this? The center of gravity is right in the center of the saucer section here, right up at the bridge. You can see I'm holding it right in the lower deck here. And that's where the center of gravity is, right here. So what they've done, what I can see here, is we've got the battery up here at the front. That obviously has a little bit of weight to it, and that's offsetting the additional weight of having the nacelles and the lower level here with engineering and all that. So, center of gravity is nicely on the saucer section itself. So then we've got a blade here, 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 and here, so we've got the quadcopter effect going on. So it is, in all essences, a quadcopter. However, the design is built so that it looks like the Starship Enterprise. Very nice. I can see some glue joints. Looks like some hot glue joints. So it's not, you know, it's not held together with screws and stuff. I guess I'm not sure. It's not, I don't know if it's hot glue or whatever kind of glue, but it didn't damage the actual foam section. But this is foam, styrofoam. So you can feel that. So I could really see breaking off in a cell quite easily if you're not careful. So be careful of this. We know that this is not likely to be a beginner drone in that, you know, you don't want to put this up in the air as your first drone. Make sure you're familiar with flight first, because this is really, this feels like a collector's item in a way. I know that they're manufacturing them now, but there's going to be a day when, you know, these are going to be hard to come by. And at that, it's kind of a cool thing to have as a collector or as a fan of the show. So don't put it up in the air. Don't let the kids fly it necessarily unless they're experienced flyers, because you're going to feel pretty bad if you take off a nacelle or otherwise break it. I've read some reviews where people have said, you know, I bought this because I'm a fan of the show, and I crashed it and broke one of the motors off right away. Well, don't review if that's you, because that was your fault, not the quad's fault. Now, if I'm flying this around with experience and all of a sudden it breaks, that's one thing, but to blame it on them when it's your own fault, all that to say, please, 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 this is a thing of beauty. Don't fly it as your first quad, because I'd feel terrible for you if you go and crash it. You're going to crash it if you do. Okay, so let's get a closer look. As I was mentioning, I could see some joints where the glue has been used to hold it together, to hold the foam portion of it onto the quadcopter itself. So the quadcopter itself is just this, the saucer section. However, because of the offset by the battery being at the front, you need those nacelles in order to keep that center of balance. We can see that the components are very, very minuscule. So the computer components are all right here. So I would assume the gyroscope and everything are right there. And then I can see here some sloppy kind of glue joints going along here. I don't know how well you can see that on your screen there, but there are some sloppy glue joints here. Rather unfortunate with something that's, as you know, as much a collector's item as this, it's such a simple thing for them to have gone over that with something to clean that off just before putting it in the box. So it looks like it's you know, it's any kind of mass manufactured thing, but would have been nice if they had paid a little more attention to those kinds of little things. All in all, though, it does look good. I'm looking forward to flying it and hearing the sound effects. The foam has stickers on it to give the look of, you know, the striping on the side, the Federation logo, and a couple of other things. The windows look like Sharpied on, so they're part of the bezel here, and it looks like someone took a Sharpie and colored in where the windows are. So up close and personal, not beautiful, not perfectly done, but overall, I mean, once I get this up into the air, again, as a night flyer, I think it's going to look really, really neat and certainly impressive to have it on display. All right, let's turn it on. I mean, the battery is built in here. There you go. You can see some of the lighting there. I'm going to put it on this camera here so you can see. So we've got the deflector dish is illuminated. The nacelles are illuminated. That's pretty neat. I'd be curious to know if the illumination changes, like if you get more speed, if the nacelles light up, like as if you're going into warp. That would be kind of cool, but also doubtful. This is flashing down here, so that gives us some orientation. Orientation on this is going to be awesome. The bridge is illuminated, too. Orientation is going to be awesome on this because it's so obvious what's the front and what's the back. I think that's going to be a lot of fun to fly. So the only thing I can do now that we've got it out of the box is get it on a charger and see how this thing flies after we've got it all set up and charged. I don't want to fly it right now because I don't know how much juice is in there. Let's look at where do we charge it? Oh, we've got a USB input here on the bottom. So the battery is non-removable, like you're not going to be replacing it in the field. And it looks like it's hardwired in. So it looks like it's probably just a small lithium polymer battery. I can't see any markings on that to know if it's replaceable. Like, I'm sure it's replaceable, but I don't know what it is that we're going to replace it with if we ever need to. But hopefully you'll get a lot of life out of that battery. Anyways, we'll see flight times and everything else. So through the course of the series, as we look at NCC-1701A from Air Hogs, we're going to be taking a look at flight demos. We're going to listen to the sound effects, little geeky things like that. And we're also going to check flight time, speed. Let's see if we can get it up into warp. And we're going to be looking at all that. So if you're curious about it, make sure you click here for the playlist. And that's going to take you over so that you can check out all the videos that we've produced so far on this quadcopter. So all in all, looks good. I'm excited about it as a Trekkie, more so than a drone aficionado. I think if you buy this, it's going to be because you're a Star Trek fan anyways. And we're going to get it up into the air and see how it flies. That'll be the curiosity of the whole thing. There you have it, folks. It's the NCC-1701A from Air Hogs. You can get one at cat5.tv/fly. Or, of course, follow the links at thedronezone.tv. Thanks so much for watching, and we'll see you next time.